Imagine if you were raised in a cult. Let's just use something off the roof, but usually it's more subtle than this. Imagine you were raised in a cult, and the cult says the sky is green. Now, we know the sky is blue, but if you were raised in a cult and said, well, blue is green, that's really green. And so you were raised that way from a child, everybody around you, your family, or the community, the church you went in, and they told you that anybody who said that the sky is blue is actually an enemy. They're just, these are kind of people that are trying to confuse you, and we've got to convert everybody to see that the sky is green, right? And so everybody's your enemy who says the sky is blue. But they say, well, you know, you got to love everybody. They're just confused. And so there's a few of us. There's only a few of us can see the sky is really green. And then they say the grass is blue, but green. They say, well, notice the green. People say green, but it's actually blue, and the blue is green. They've flipped everything. So imagine being raised in that from a child. And you believe that, your mama, your daddy, your brothers, sisters, cousins, and everybody around you says, well, the sky is green and the grass is blue. Think about how inverted that is, that kind of thinking. And think about how would you escape that? And so there's a lot of people out there that have been raised in weird doctrine, and they, whether it's through abuse, through trauma, whatever it is, they chose to believe the lie because they were brainwashed to believe the lie, you know? If you were raised in China, you would think communism and socialism is great. If you would have been in Nazi Germany, you would have thought that was great. How could they be so deceived to try to think they could take over the world, you know? That's deception to the hill, you know. So everything about their life will be inverted. They will call people animals and animals people. They will put everything that's up as down. If you say faith alone and Jesus alone, like the Bible says, and even AI, if you tell AI, hey, just how do you get to heaven using only the Bible? And they say faith in Christ. The AI will tell you faith in Christ. It's logical. Not only is it by faith, but even AI can look at read the Bible and realize logically it's faith alone. And so these people who are raised in these cults, faith plus works, faith minus this, or faith plus this, anything but faith alone, faith plus or faith minus, everything they do is inverted. And so you have a society of inverted people, and no matter what you say, they think you're crazy. Now, mind you were not raised in faith alone. You were raised in the world like the rest of everybody else. You were caught up in the world, the flesh, and the prior life. And you read the Bible, and you says, wait a minute. The Bible's the truth. Everybody else is a liar. So you read the Bible, and you say, oh, it is faith alone, in Jesus alone. It is all held together by Jesus. He spoke it all into existence, and by him all things consist. And so everybody else is pointing to they might not say it, but they point to themselves as God. They want to be gods. They want to be worshipped. And so they, once you get saved and you separate from them, they send agents, whether it's the devil sending them or what, to try to pull you back to Babylon. You've escaped Babylon, but they want to pull you back to Babylon. Ain't that a trip? Ain't that wild stuff, people? They're going to pull you back to Babylon. And you're like, I don't think so. And you try to talk to them, but you realize they can't even hear you because they were raised in a culture that's a cult. So the culture is a cult. Your cult, your culture is a cult. And when you leave the culture by faith and you become the elect saints, by faith, through grace, by faith, by the grace of God, through faith, you leave the culture program and they're looking at you like, something wrong. Something wrong with them. Let's get them right. Let's pull them back into Babylon. And you've already left Egypt. It's like the Pharaoh chasing you down. The Pharaoh chasing you down. And God says, let my people go. But they can't. They have to keep chasing. And once you enter into that faith and you're solid on your faith, they lost. And it's just like the waves that destroyed the Pharaoh. God will block them. God will remove them out of your life, really. At first, they look like you, sound like you, but the more you get to know them, you realize they're the opposite of you. And then imagine that person who's been living in lies their whole life. Lies on the outside, lies on the inside. And so when you start to speak truth, everything that they're saying is a lie, and you're speaking truth into that lying culture that they were raised in. And you're speaking the truth. And so they start to have to project their lies onto you. And they've been doing it their whole life, but when you wake up to the fact that everything they say is a projection, especially when you start to speak some truth, they can't stand it. Because they don't want to... You're destroying their worldview. You say, look, the sky is not green, it's blue. And the grass is not blue, it's green. Have you lost your mind? What were you raised in? It's so obvious. It's kind of like if you ask somebody, what color is the sun? And they say orange or yellow. And you say, no, it's white. The sun is a star. It's white. The sun is white. Well, I can look at it. It's orange. No, you're looking through the atmosphere. Look at noontime, take a picture of the sun with your phone. And it's white. It's white. It's not orange. It's white. And they'll take a picture of it with their phone and they still say, I don't believe it's white. Well, you just took, if you say, go take a picture, they won't go take a picture. And if they do, and they look at the sun and it's white, and you're like, okay, it's right there on your phone. It's white. The sun is white. You took a picture and it's white. They still want to believe, they can't really escape. They can't escape it. They don't want to believe it. They believe lies so long that even if you put the proof in their face, get them to take a picture of the sun, and it's right there on their phone, unless they're really looking for the truth, they will not accept that the sun is white. They still want to say the sun is orange or yellow. And if you think about it, in school, elementary school, when you draw the sun, you'd paint it yellow or orange. Every time you used your crayons to paint the sun, draw the sun, it'd be orange or yellow. And if you were to, and as a child, if you'd have told the teachers, look, the sun is not yellow, I'm not painting it orange because it's white. The teacher probably would have said, no, it's not, it's orange. This is how asleep people can be. And so they're going to project that you're the crazy one, that you're lying, that their convoluted way of living, they're going to project it. Their lies, they want to project. The narcissist will project everything onto you that's really them. That's how crazy it is, people. I mean, it's really insane. And when you step back and you look at it, I guess one test would be, when you're talking to somebody, one test would be, what color is the sun? Orange. Take a picture of it. What do you see? White. Is the sun orange or white? If they say orange, run. If they say white, they're willing to change for the truth. But they still believe the sun is orange after taking a picture and looking at it. You know you need to run because they're not willing to be introspective and change their mind. They want to believe the lie, you know. For real. You need to run. If they say it's orange and you say it's white, take a picture and show them. They run. You better run. You better run. Hi, lady.